Hello and welcome to module 6 of Creating Deeper Intimacy and Trust in Relationships. This is our final module for this program, and we're happy to be back with you. I'm Freya Inanna.
I'm Michael Inanna. And the title of this module is What Your Sex Life Says About How You Live Life, About the Way You Live Life. So the question we're going to ask you is, what does your orgasm say about you? But you know that how you show up in the little things and how you show up in your orgasms is how you show up in life. It's directly correlated to how you show up in life.
And vice versa. So how you live your sex life is how you live your life.
And so we are going to dissect your orgasms and to discover clues about how you live life and how you take on life.
In and outside the bedroom.
Absolutely, yep.
So you can discover how those relate together.
Right. And, you know, take it with an open mind and a lighthearted attitude and see how our descriptions, see how well they fit you.
Yeah. Although there is some scientific content in this module, we just, you know, invite you to take this as a way of discovering more about yourself.
Right. And your partners. And after all, our sexuality is supposed to be amazing, creative, vulnerable, and most importantly, fun. Mm-hmm. Fun.
Yes.
Not to be taken too seriously.
Yes. It's fun.
It's fun.
It should be fun.
And it matters, but when you take something too seriously, you take the fun out of it.
Yes.
Now, men and women share a lot of the physiological reactions during climax, but the orgasms are different, quite different. We're going to focus on women for this and their orgasms.
And it's important for the men to understand women and their orgasms too, so don't think you're not important here, men.
Right, and there are similarities, but there are important differences as well. And when we talk about orgasm, we're referring to that climax, that when fireworks going off and everything is right in the world and in the universe. You're in a complete place of the now, of the moment, living in the moment. You cannot do anything but live in the moment when you're having an orgasm.
That's right. And so we're talking about, you know, what your orgasms say about you, but this is going to go into like what maybe your lack of orgasms also
right.
say.
Right. So there are two basic types of orgasm for women. And they can be broken down into subcategories. But here we're going to simply talk about the two primary ones, the internal, what we call the internal and the external. And the external is also called the clitoral orgasm. It's probably the most accepted, most well-known orgasm. It's got the longest history in the literature.
Mm-hmm.
And the clitoris is just packed with nerve endings whose sole purpose is to give women pleasure.
No.
How's
purpose,
that?
Yeah.
How's that? Is that awesome or what? It's also, this sort of pleasure is more of a male kind of pleasure. And if scientifically, if you look at the clitoris, it's actually structurally the same as a penis. And so when it's being stimulated, it's not all that different from a man's penis being stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy that you can describe when that orgasm is reached is more of an expelling, an outward flowing
energy.
And it tends to leave one exhausted and less energetic.
Even if it feels amazing, it's still energetically exhausting and yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about what's going on, how you're feeling afterwards. You're feeling energized, you're feeling drained. This is the kind of orgasm most likely to have you feeling drained.
Mm-hmm.
So what does a clitoral orgasm in general say about the way you live your life? If that's your primary orgasm.
that's your go-to.
Yeah. Then you are likely more about the quick gratification results.
Immediate results.
Immediate results.
Mm-hmm.
You might not want to dip too far below the surface in life.
How much are you obsessing on one particular aspect of your life and pushing aside the bigger, all-encompassing pictures and possibilities that life has to offer for you?
Yes. How much are you limiting your variety? You might like to stick to what's right in front of you, what's visible, what's tangible, what's sensible, so to speak. You want the quick relief or the quick de-stress. And going deep might scare the crap out of you.
Mm-hmm. Or you might think it's too much work.
Yeah.
Or that might be your ego excuse anyway.
Right. This is more of an adolescent orgasm. It's the beginning. It's the entrance point into our sexuality. It's emotionally and sexually less mature.
Yeah, especially when compared to the internal orgasm, which is a full body experience.
And that takes us to our next orgasm, the internal orgasm, also commonly known as the G-spot orgasm.
Which can, you know, include like the A-spot and the deep spot, like further in. Like they're often multifocal on the internal orgasms and even, you know, not just the G-spot, which is just inside on the anterior wall of the vagina, but the deeper spots, like even the cervically stimulated orgasms, which, you know, cervical is really deeply connected with the heart chakra.
Right.
Yeah, you know, that's full body and when that happens.
These are all internal orgasms,
mm-hmm.
and all women are capable of them, but many women are not aware of that.
Yeah, and you know the science, the what doctors will tell you is only like 30% of women can experience a G-spot orgasm, or and they're even saying that not all women have G-spots, which is bullshit.
Yeah,
science is really, really behind, and you know, not well researched when it comes to women's orgasms, especially right. The internal orgasms. They, you know, they know more about the external, but
right.
yeah, there's so much more.
Yes. The wonderful thing about internal orgasms is how often they can be, one of the wonderful things, there's many wonderful things, but one of them is that they can be achieved through intercourse or digital stimulation. And they're induced by direct stimulation of the G-spot. So women who have vaginal orgasms are most likely going to have multiple orgasms as well.
Yes, multi-orgasmic, like one after the other.
Right.
And it's just amazing and beautiful, and it's energizing. It's an implosive orgasm, full body experience. So energy in.
Drawn in, yeah, you're receiving
yes,
energy.
Receiving.
You leave the experience feeling energized. You carry that energy with you into whatever else you're going to do that day. And throughout the entire body, your whole body is energized. And if you're not having the multiple orgasms and the, well, figure it out.
Yeah.
You deserve
it. So many women are, you know, they're used to this one orgasm thing from the clitoral orgasms, or they take the experience of orgasm in the masculine way where men have an orgasm and they're done and they can't have any more, and so they get to the space of, wow, I just had an orgasm, I'm done.
Right, right.
That's just the beginning. It's just the freaking beginning.
Yes.
You've got so much more to experience.
And if you're not experiencing it, or if you think you can't, it's just a matter of training,
yeah.
learning, training your body,
yes.
and letting go of misconceptions about your
and
sexuality.
It's all about your willingness to receive.
Right.
How yes. you're willing to receive in your pleasure and in your sex life is how you're willing to receive in life from the universe.
And if you're an internal orgasm kind of person, kind of woman, you like to delve deep into the experiences of life. You like to have it all. You like to explore. You're playful. You're all about what's new, what's on the horizon, what's the next awesome experience you can have. You don't want the quick thing. You don't want the quick fix. You don't want the you're not about the instant gratification. You want to develop. You want to have the excitement slowly expand. You want to experience the joy, the connection, the fulfillment, the deep fulfillment. Mm-hmm. And you're just not content with the ordinary.
Yeah, you want to explore and just, you know, have all the mysteries of life unraveled before you. Adventures, you want it all.
Right.
And you want to be fully open and engaged to what life has to offer you. And I really, really have to interject here that this is true for men too. And as you remember from the last module, men can experience multiple orgasms too, the myth of only one. And this is something that's just newly being rediscovered, because it used to be the way it was. But it's that men can have multiple orgasms, and they can have non-ejaculatory orgasms where they hold their energy in as well. So
right.
This isn't just for women. It's primarily women we're talking about, but it works for men too. It really does.
It's an orgasm that is a more mature, more spiritually, emotionally, and sexually mature, and it's maturity that can be developed, men and women.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, if you're having problems achieving orgasms, this can tell you things about people, where you are and where your partners are as well. So, we've talked about the two types of orgasms. What if a woman's struggling with orgasms? How does that show up in other life, in other aspects of her life? So let's look at some of these struggles. There's the first one is checking out.
Mm-hmm.
You're all going great. He's thrilled, you're thrilled, it's all beautiful and awesome, and then all of a sudden, bam, you've checked out. You're ice. And it comes about from a distraction, a thought, a sound, some kind of trigger, whatever. You're not into the sex, even though you want to be there and to be present. You can't. It's gone. And what this says about you, about your life, is you may, in general, get excited about work or personal. Let me stop for a moment and say, this goes back and forth, and this can change. So, if your triggers are due to trauma, due to traumatic experiences, what we're saying about your life is going to follow. But if you cure, if you heal that, if you take care of the issue, then you're going to shift everything, including your life. So if you're checking out, you might easily get excited about a new job or a new task or a new project, but then you get distracted. You lose your focus. You don't finish. You're in a place of ego. Your mind tends to be running the show. Your ego is not your amigo. And you need to learn how to make your ego and your mind work for you instead of against you. Too much excitement might overwhelm you in your life. And you don't know how to handle or accept positive things coming to you. You may not feel that you deserve abundance.
Or you may not be experiencing it because you don't really believe that it's possible for you. So, rather than dealing with all the good and the bad that life has to offer you, you might, you know, just want to escape from your body, mentally travel somewhere else and try to experience freedom that way, which actually doesn't work. So if you're feeling triggered and you check out, it's time to heal that.
Right.
It really is. And that will shift everything in your life.
And you can see, and you can see the connection there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the, another one is, are you the kind of woman who always needs the clitoral orgasm? If that's your go-to orgasm.
Or you can't climax through intercourse, so you have to have that clitoral orgasm.
Yeah, if you believe that you cannot climax through intercourse.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? All women can have vaginal orgasm. And it takes some practice, it takes some tools, and it takes letting go of the scripts and the beliefs that we've been handed surrounding orgasm. But if you're in that place, what this says, what this, how this can affect your life and what this can say about your life is you may not be aware of your power, how expansive you are, the goddess within you. You don't really realize your incredible capacity and that you deserve mm-hmm. all the time, all the attention, and all the effort there is and to get the most out of life.
Yes, 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 yes. So you might have self-doubts, lack of confidence in yourself or your body or your life, your potential. You've settled and you're playing in a much smaller life in a much smaller way than you should. And there is way, way more out there for you. Maybe you're not aware of all the creative forces and abilities that women have. There is so much creative power and magnetism in pleasure with women. The orgasmic pleasure that a woman experiences, that powerful full body internal orgasm, actually creates a magnetic field that allows you to manifest very quickly whatever it is that you're focusing on manifesting when you're in that state of orgasm. So there is so much more power in you than you realize.
Are you shying away from that power? Do you
yeah.
believe that men are the ones that should have the power or who do have the power? So
that's societal again, programming.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So it you know, do whatever it takes to heal that, to get away from that misguided belief.
Yeah, step into your power, claim your pleasure.
Right. Orgasmic breakdown is the third one. And again, this is a trigger type thing, a person, a memory, and then all of a sudden everything's ruined. You have to stop. You just have to stop.
Yeah,
you're
having
flat
sex,
out stop.
It's just.
And you're afraid that the way you're behaving, you're going to lose your partner. And what this says, how this impacts your life, what this says about your life, is somewhere you've experienced trauma. You're carrying guilt, shame, and you have a belief that you do not deserve the freedom that comes from your sexuality. You're not worthy, that you cannot have it all. And on some level, you might be ashamed of who you are. If you might feel that if people really knew who you were, they would not want to be with you.
So you hide those parts of your life. You're hiding your sexuality. You're hiding your radiance, your beauty. You're afraid to show that. And you might think that life is unfair and people just want to judge and take advantage of you. So you're hiding that.
Right. And that all of this, find the cure. Cure the triggers. Cure the trauma. And get out of that rut.
It's healing and
you
releasing.
Back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The shame is actually stored in your body on multiple levels. You've got the physical, the emotional, and the energetic level. And it's really, really important. It's essential to heal on all three levels so that it can be fully released and gone from your body so that you can step into being fully surrendered into your pleasure and embracing it and claiming it and stepping into your power from that space.
Our next item here is relying too much on vibrators. So vibrators are wonderful tools, don't get me wrong, but when that becomes your go-to, when that becomes your primary source of orgasm, and it can interfere with the, it can dull you to the real thing.
Yeah, it desensitizes you. It's just like overstimulation, and it makes the real thing, like penetrative sex with a penis, seem like vanilla sex, and it just doesn't stimulate you enough, because that vibrator toy has made you numbed out.
And so what does this say about your life? How many times do you numb out in your life?
Use the shortcut to get to things.
Yes. Go after the easy way. Find yourself being overstimulated in order to feel. You feel like you have to have a lot of action, you have to have a lot of adrenaline. You feel that anything else is bored, numb, is uninteresting.
Do you settle for less just to get the quick results?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, you're going through an experience that's supposed to be fun. The primary purpose is fun, but you just rush through it.
Rather than really enjoying it. Do you hurry through your meals? Are you missing out on all the wonderful sensations of a thoroughly enjoyed meal? Not only the sensations on your tongue, but the experience of being with family and friends.
Yeah. So, yeah, take a look at it.
And our final point is the no desire. You just don't have desire for sex. Just consider it too much trouble. Not all it's chalked up to be.
Is that the excuse you're telling yourself? That it's not really all it's reputed to be? It's, you know, not
overrated.
Really that good, overrated.
Mm-hmm. Boring. You know, it's always the same.
Yeah, all those love songs are just exaggerated. Yeah.
You find that you can't climax. You don't want to bother. What does this tell you? What does this say about your life? Do you not feel inspired? You may find that that life is uninspiring to you. You feel your life is boring, no fun. You're no longer playing in the sandbox of life with the other children.
Humdrum.
Yeah. Do you have a job that you can't stand? You're just doing it because you can't find anything else to do.
Or just for the paycheck.
Do you need money? Do you envy others who have satisfying jobs and careers and who are on their path of satisfying?
Yeah, that they're doing things that bring them joy in their lives, and you just don't feel seen or heard. You feel like everything and everyone comes first. No pun intended. You don't connect deeply with people, as your relationships are just all surfacey. Is that describing you?
Right. So that's our little kind of sexual horoscope, if you will. Do you find yourself in any of these descriptions? And can you see the connection between your sex life and how it reflects on your daily life?
Yeah, it's actually huge.
And this is true for men too.
Yeah, it's all true for men as well.
We are here to work with you on creating. You can see how these blocks get in your way. You can see how these scripts and these ways of being are interfering with you enjoying your life to its fullest. We are here to break through those. We're here to release those traumas, those pains, those triggers, those scripts. Those self-beliefs, those limiting self-beliefs. Give us a call.
Yeah, so that you can show up in life as powerful just vibrant and living the life of your dreams and really stepping into and experiencing pleasure in a wonderful, beautiful, powerful way.
Yes.
Because how you experience your pleasure is how you're going to experience life.
Yes. And you deserve it. It's your divine
birthright.
Birthright, yes.
It absolutely is your birthright. So we are incredibly passionate about teaching all of this stuff and helping women to really step into their sexual power and into their power in life in general, and healing the shame and the trauma that is keeping them from that, and teaching men how to show up as the sacred warrior, supporting the divine feminine in this earth and really stepping into their power, because that is a powerful place for a man to be, and having them gain confidence, because when the men gain confidence in their ability to be amazing lovers and helping their partners experience mind-blowing sex, that changes everything for them too. It's just beautiful, and everyone benefits.
Yes.
Really, really. Healing sexuality in this earth is something that is creating healing at a deep level throughout the whole collective of consciousness on this earth.
And it is our passion. We love doing it.
Yeah, and it really, really does heal relationships. When you heal yourself on that level, then relationships work better. And all aspects of life are enhanced. So,
if this appeals to you, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. You can find us at, find more information and contact us from www.ananasanctuary.com.
Yeah, and our email is trust@ananasanctuary.com. That's INANNASanctuary.com. And we love you and look forward to hearing from you. We'd love to hear feedback. Any questions you have, just send them our way. And namaste.
Namaste.